Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live special number 323, recorded Monday, August 21st, 2017. Android O release. Hello, everyone. I'm Jason Howell, and I'm here on the set because apparently Google's doing some sort of a live stream around their Android O event. Their Android O release is today, same day as the solar eclipse. That's why I've got my glasses, and that's also why I have my friend from All About Android, Florence Ion. How's it going, Flo?
Good, and I've brought my beverage.
Oh, what is your beverage?
Not an O beverage.
Does it start with O?
It does not start with O.
Oh. Oh,
it does not. But it is passion fruit flavor. So perhaps that is my vote for the next version of Android.
Passion fruit. Carsten, who's TD today and producer of this special, put in his vote for popcorn for P. And I think that's actually a really good one. I hadn't thought about
that. Oh, yeah. That is a good one.
You could totally see the icon for that. You know, the statue.
Little Android bug eyes on a little kernel of popcorn.
Oh, that's a different way of thinking. I was thinking like, yeah, little popcorn popping out the top of a bag or something. Anyways, we're not at P. We're at O. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. This is Google. This is Android O. We've been talking about Android O for months now because as Google does in the last few releases anyways, they open up the beta program. They open it up at an alpha level. They let you in really early and it gets all crashy and everything if you have a phone that supports it. And then slowly every month leading up, probably for like the past 4 months, I'd say, they release an updated version. Things get, you know, problems get ironed out and everything. So it's not like Android O is a complete mystery to us. Have you had a chance to play around with it in its kind of dev preview state?
Yes, it is on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been particularly happy with it, but...
Oh, really?
But we are about to find out. We do have a countdown right now on the Android O live stream, just FYI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've got
almost 4 minutes with which
Weirdly,
to talk about what we
your
know.
Countdown is actually a little faster than mine.
Okay.
Hmm. I wonder if it's all these barrage of comments that are like scrolling up and down.
I think it's that we're closer to the sun than you are.
Oh, that's probably true. I can't see the sun. My sky is shrouded in fog.
Yeah. Hey, big surprise. That's basically the way it was here in the Bay Area. The solar eclipse literally just happened like maybe an hour ago. And all it really did was get kind of dark because there are clouds everywhere, which was a lesson in diffused light, essentially.
Yes. But I was reminded by my bestie in the East Coast that there's a bunch of people right now sitting or standing outside on rooftops in New York City preparing to see the eclipse. So finally it's coming to them or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
It comes
that's
in
what
the opposite
I was
direction.
Told.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. It comes in the opposite direction.
Okay.
It's making its way across the country at this point.
You're getting Android O plus the eclipse at the same time. I mean, this is a literal once in a lifetime experience.
Although now that I think about it, it's kind of trolly of Google to do this during the eclipse. Be like, oh,
it
I know
is.
This thing that hardly ever happens for years and years and years. We're going to pull you away from that because we think our next version of Android is more important. And to them it is. Let's be honest. We're before the event, so we have some time to kind of talk about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Last week on All About Android, we made our final votes on what we thought the letter O was going to stand for. I've always held pretty steadfast to orange. I think that would be cool. It also follows the color format of like the Android O screen if you go into settings here. What was your pick? Was it oatmeal cookie?
I think I said oatmeal cookie because it seemed the most plausible.
Uh-huh. I could see that. And they've
That's
also, Google has trolled with oatmeal cookie. That's been part of its trollish behavior leading up till now, right?
There were no oatmeal cookies at Google I.O. though, which
there
could have worked.
There were.
It could have worked.
However,
oh, are those oatmeal cookies right there in front of you, I see?
Yes.
The mother's oatmeal cookies?
Yeah, they're pretty good. So regardless of if it's oatmeal cookie or not, I'm probably going to eat one of those. Ron Richards, I believe he went orange sherbet. So he kind of went, you know, oh yeah, orange is okay, but orange by itself is bland. It's got to be attached to something. So orange sherbet.
It's got to be attached to the chemical that makes it into a sherbet.
Exactly. Whatever that is. Karsten brought in orange crush. Or crush, but it's not C. But basically, his point was, what about orange soda? Keeping it more, you know, from a broader sense, just orange soda. It could be that.
Is orange soda overseas? I wonder.
Yeah, orange soda's everywhere, right?
Yeah, sure.
I think.
Oh yeah, Fanta. Anyway, go on.
It's probably not going to be that or blah blah or whatever that starts with an O. That's like a Dutch dessert that I can't say because. I can't say it, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people that can't say it. Maybe it's going to be Oreo. This seems to be at the top of everyone's list, and it's been a front runner for a very long time. And I just, I don't know. I hesitated to dedicate myself to it, even though I could totally see it, only because it is a brand, and Google's only done that one time before with Kit Kat. You think that's
going
to happen?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a 20-second countdown going on right now. We're zooming in onto 14th Street Park in New York. I don't actually know where that is, but it is on the west side.
Let's hope they're doing this outside so that during the event it gets dark and then it gets light again.
Oh, they are.
That would be actually pretty sweet.
Oh, that's cool. They get to see it get dark. Here it's just dark because of fog.
And we're buffering. So we will... All right, the event is starting now. Everybody is outside, in fact.
Look at all those people sitting down and watching the eclipse in New York.
/ Google thing. I'm very curious to see how this goes down. If it's just like, well, it's obviously just a podium. And I mean, are they going to come out and just be like, so, Android O.
Is the podium going to open?
Oh, it totally is.
Oh, it's totally going to open.
It's going to reveal... It's going to reveal
yes,
an Oreo.
Like Pokemon style.
You're right.
I'm ripe with anticipation.
and it is, in fact, Oreo.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, there we go. All right. Google did it. I'm not sure what it is, but they picked Oreo.
Right now, something.
It's gonna
fly. Please tell me it's
gonna
fly.
Yeah, hopefully he's gonna fly. Maybe turn it down a little bit, Carson. I think it's drowning out Flo. There we go. Yeah, sorry, we couldn't hear you, Flo. The power of the super Oreo Android guy, person, whatever, was just too powerful to hear your voice through it.
Well. Have you noticed that the LEDs are lighting up now and showing Oreo, the full outline of the cookie and the inscription that's on all the cookies?
Yes, I'm noticing a lot. I'm starting to think that maybe this event is quite literally just a statue unveiling. That could be why we're here, folks, to show you a statue being unveiled on a stage. Oh, it's a superhero. Okay.
Safer.
Wow.
Listen.
Smarter. More powerful. And sweeter than ever.
All right.
So is it going to fly or what?
No Sundar? No. Okay. No Sundar, but we've got the sun.
Oh. Oh my gosh. That almost ended real badly. Those guys.
All right. Android Oreo has arrived.
My goodness.
Safer. Smarter.
Gosh.
More powerful.
What is happening?
And sweeter than ever.
I don't even know. Open wonder. Android 8.0.
I have
Oreo.
No idea how to swallow this right now.
Well, obviously, with a glass of milk.
Fair.
Yeah.
But
sorry,
I'm
opening
having
some Oreos right now.
A severe emotional delay to this entire process and this entire presentation that just happened. Okay, to recap.
Yeah.
An Android character dresses an Oreo with an LED light up Oreo inscription with a cape, superhero gloves, and superhero boots. And there's a whole, like, 3D animation surrounding it that looks like something from DreamWorks Studios.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise. I mean, this is Android.
I am speechless.
And the entire purpose of this live stream was to show off a statue. I think that's hilarious. So we now know that the next version of Android is
Oreo.
Oreo. We've got, I mean, I've got regular Oreo here. I've got double stuff. I only wish that I could give you some Oreo here, Flo. This is about as good as I can do. There we go. But all right. So, hey, let's make this, let's make this somewhat informative here. Educational. Android O features whenever it hits your phone, whenever that may be, which could be a really long time. Notification channels. I've not really played around with notification channels a whole lot. I've just kind of taken what they've been giving me. What about you?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't seen the channeling of the channels that hasn't been channeled on my interface.
Yes,
but I have seen the notification dots.
Notification dots, I really like.
App launcher, even though I've been using a custom icon pack with Android O, and so I don't get any of the cool badge, you know, the badge happenings that happen when you're long pressing the icon on the Pixel launcher. But I do get all of that in the app drawer.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay. Sure. That works. So notification channels. Notification channels, just as an explainer, is kind of a way of grouping notifications together. So you could have like all of your messaging notifications go into one channel and all of your video notification or whatever. You can group them up so that they all come in a separate group. It's a way to keep your notifications a little bit trim and neater. I just haven't had or found a reason to give the time that it's required to do that. Like 5 years ago, me probably would have been all over it. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to customize that like crazy. And now I'm just like, eh, whatever. I'll just
nobody
swipe
got
it away.
Time for that.
I'll just swipe it away and get on with my business.
I do like the notification shade that it's just been like fully revamped. So it's a bright white now, a bright white and gray hues with black text on top, which is really nice. You have like the alarm clock right there in the notification shade, so you don't have to go digging in for it in the clock app.
Yep.
I finally have been getting the Android system prompts. And I think this is of Android O, correct? It tells you like what's running in the background, details on battery and data. I know that we had that before, but I feel like now it alerts you in Android O.
You might be talking, are you talking about like Vital? Sorry, Oreos are crumbling all over me.
Yes, Vital. Are you shoving Oreos in your mouth while
that wasn't an Oreo. I don't know what that was. That was like, I don't know what that was. Anyways, here.
Vitals.
Okay. When there is a box of Oreos in front of me, I'm going to eat them. Vitals, background service limits, location updates, like kind of taming location updates in the background, better battery and performance all around, and also more education.
Battery,
more
not happening for your friend Flo here.
No, yeah, you had complained about that. What's going on there?
I don't know what's going on. It says that Google Play services is kind of what's running rampant in the background. So I haven't really had time to toy with it. But battery life has not been great for me. And I've gotten some tweets about it, too, from readers and viewers saying that they've had the same issue. But then I've also gotten some tweets saying they've had no issues. So I suppose it just depends on the device.
Okay.
It just depends on the device.
My battery performance has not been bad. It's not been amazing. I feel like at this point, I just need to like wipe out my phone and start fresh because I'm almost at a year. And I feel like anytime you get an Android phone, at about the year mark, no matter how good you are with it, installing apps. I mean, I install a ton of apps. I'm sure you do too. So maybe it's worse for us. But at that point, it's time for a cleanse. It's time to push out the old stuff and start fresh again and bring it back to normal. So, but Vitals might be what you're talking about.
Yes,
for sure.
It is.
And also, you know, they've also got Google Play Protect happening, threat detection, scanning, integrated into the Play Store and the OS.
The most secure version ever.
I feel like they always say that, but yes, that. I feel like they also always say better performance, battery, and all that kind of stuff, which has been true the last couple of years. Picture-in-picture on phones, I didn't expect to really care that much about that, but I've had a couple of situations where that's come in really handy.
I completely forgot about that feature.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're watching a YouTube video, you like back out to the home screen, and the video just like goes down to the corner, and you can be productive.
So
thanks for cutting to the live stream. We can keep an eye on this because it's really important stuff.
Yes.
It's definitely probably a little bit more entertaining to watch than just us talking about features. Adaptive icons and badges. I don't know if I've seen that in play, or maybe I have and I just haven't noticed because it's integrated so seamlessly. But that's basically, from what I understand about adaptive icons, it's that a single icon can take different shapes based on how a launcher presents them. So it might be rounded. It might be a circular icon in one launcher. It might be rounded corners, another one, straight square corners on another one. Just a way of better customizing, I think, for third-party developers. Project Treble, I would say, is one of the bigger underlying components. And, you know, we talked with some of the folks from the Android team a few months back, you and I, Flo, and they were very hyped about Project Treble, which is definitely about just kind of reining in, rebuilding, essentially, the core of Android to make updates for third part, like OEMs and hardware manufacturers, easier, so that it's not this interconnected web of everything relying on these all of these different components to agree to an update. It's kind of the slow process of separating the hardware on the back end from the OS so that things can get updated faster. And we'll see the long term effects of that, I think, but it's certainly promising.
It's promising, but like you said, we'll see the long-term effects, which is to say we won't see these things soon.
Yes.
Also, just to note, like, people are going to start asking, you know, when am I going to see this on my phone?
They always do.
Sort of like honing in the fact that, yes, today was really all about a statue reveal because we have yet to reveal if this is going to change sort of the mechanics of being an Android user for the last decade or so.
Yeah, for as long as Android has been around. Yeah, I mean, that's the great big challenge with Android is that we hear about these, like, it's almost gotten to the point to where people are complacent about new versions of Android because they hear about it and they're like, I don't
complacent.
Care. Yeah. And you know, we stand, you and I, like those of us talking about this and always up on the latest device, like we stand to gain from these every single time because we always have the device, right? Like I will always have Google's latest phone because we need to talk about it on the show. But the majority of people have last year's phone or the year before phone. And so the fact that a new version of Android is released means absolutely nothing now, means possibly something in a few months, and for a lot of people means absolutely nothing later because that update just isn't pushed to their phone. That's a major hurdle for Android and kind of maintaining that excitement around it.
And we're not really seeing the security updates like hitting as quickly as they should be for some of the manufacturers. Like that's still an issue, and that was supposed to be sort of the tiny baby step that was supposed to help kind of put everybody on a level playing field as far as being secured goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super important, right? Not just from an aesthetic standpoint, but there are constantly ways that, you know, all OSs are being targeted on the back end from a security standpoint. The best way to tackle that is to have some sort of an update infrastructure that everybody can get. And, you know, iOS has it nailed because they control the whole experience. Android, we all know, is very open, and as a result, those updates, you know, that whole infrastructure on the back end makes it really difficult for people to get these updates in a timely fashion. Project Treble hopes to be the first part to help with that, but like we've said a couple of times, well, that remains
to be seen. This is supposed to be the first part. I think we've said that maybe once a year for the last 5 years.
That's true.
That's how it feels.
So maybe in retrospect, this is just the next part.
It's just the seventh part.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's fine. I mean, that's exciting, you know, as a diehard Android user. But now I'm really curious. So just to like kind of shift gears here. Now I'm really curious about like what the marketing message is going to be behind this. And does Nabisco have anything to do with it?
Yeah, you know, now that we know that it's Oreo, we're probably going to see similar articles to what happened when KitKat happened, which was, who's making money here? What's the value proposition on the back end? And I think then wasn't the message like, no money changed hands, but, you know, but they stood to gain from kind of the marketing collaboration. Maybe it's the same here. I don't know. I just honestly, I didn't think they were going to do the product tie-in thing again. I really thought they weren't going to do that, but
Well, now remember that they had those Android-shaped Kit Kats that had come out during Kit Kat, which were like very, they were very hard to get, but you could eat them, I believe.
Yep.
And then I'm thinking, so because of that, I am thinking that Oreos are going to come out with like a green filling. And that's going to be some sort of like buy this Oreo and get like $3 in Google Play credit. Like, I don't know. I'm just.
Well, they have mint Oreos, right? And so those have green filling, you know, because they have, yes, they have Oreos of all types now. And mint is mint they've had for a long time, but it has green filling. So maybe that will turn into a marketing thing. I don't know.
Or lime.
Lime.
Or cantaloupe.
Maybe.
Isn't cantaloupe green?
unripe cantaloupes, maybe.
Well, perhaps I'm thinking of honeydew. Anyway.
Faster boot times. I definitely noticed that. Auto-enable Wi-Fi per location. It's kind of a small feature, but nice nonetheless. Turn it on when it detects you being near or far, whatever. You can apparently pin apps and widgets to the home screen. I didn't know you could do this, but...
Did you say pin apps on widgets?
Pin apps and widgets to the home screen. So I don't think I can do that yet. I read that as a feature, but I haven't seen that firsthand.
Shrug emoji.
Yeah. Okay. Smart text selection, which I think is, anytime you've tried to like select text and then copy it and paste it or whatever, that select process is so annoying.
It's... like this and that. Like I don't know. In some instances it's copied. It didn't copy. What it would do is it would launch the phone number in its own little like window. And then you could more easily just sort of like tap it to go to the dialer. But there've been other instances where they couldn't even extract an email from a signature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's possible that's just because of Gmail. I don't know, but it was confusing. So I was just, you know, I thought, wasn't this supposed to be fixed?
Let's see here. Of course, you are a big fan of the new emoji, or no, you're not, because it's not blob anymore.
Nope.
It's not blob emoji anymore. Nope. So no can do.
But let's not forget the emoji compat, which is supposed to sort of help ensure that no matter which, you know, what version of Android you're on, you should be seeing the latest emoji. That has to be enabled on developer side though, to sort of load that library that exists.
Yep, and as we know, that's always fun to wait for.
Yes, exactly. So it's,
What else? A wider color gamut, better settings screen. Now we're into like the little drips and drabs. High quality Bluetooth audio. Oh, autofill APIs. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know if I've seen that in place yet, but autofill APIs for things like password managers, which right now has been a total hack around sort of method. If you wanted to use a password manager, it hasn't been that great. Well,
I used it on, it showed up on Snapchat.
Oh, did
all
it?
Places.
Oh.
So yeah, it showed up this morning when I was logging back in because I've got another review phone out right now. And it asked me, it said, do you want to save it as soon as you enter it in? And so I said, yes. And now it's just one touch to log in.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's pretty awesome.
That's nice. Yeah. Because that's such a pain in the butt if you don't have it being taken care of like that. So, and I'm sure there's more that we've missed. We're making lemonade out of lemons because this was really just a statue unveiling. But that's okay because apparently it's available now for those of you who probably won't get it for
a long
time.
It's not just a statue unveiling. I mean, if you think about it, this is like the mascot of the Android people. And this is what will be representing us into the new year.
The super Oreo person?
This goes deeper than just a statue. This is, we're going to have to tell people the software on our Pixels is called Oreo.
Yep.
And they're going to ask us, what is going on over there in Android land that you're naming everything after desserts?
And they're just giving us a great reason to eat. That's basically what it's all about.
That's also very true. So now I wonder, like, does this mean we have to go out and buy every flavor of Oreo and maybe try it out and all about Android?
I was shaking my head no, but Carson says yes. It could be a running thing every week.
There's sample a new type of Oreo. Stores.
There's got to be at least 52 different types of Oreos.
That's
maybe
one
not,
per
but close.
Week per year.
All right. See, new Oreo every single week. We've got a lot of stuff to do on the back end. We've got to come up with a new transition or a new breaking news bumper. We've got to do a new lower third logo for the show with Oreo. There's all sorts of work that needs to happen behind the scenes. I guess like the main question that I have right now, though, is, OK, so Android 8, Oreo, we know it's called Oreo. OK, great. When is the final image like hitting Pixel devices? Do we still not know that? It's still just a name at this point. It's not a release date, right?
That is a great...
I've been looking for it and I can't find it.
So you've been looking for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oreo Sorry for my tongue twisters this morning.
It's okay.
I did not do my tongue exercises before we went. I usually do them on the drive to All About Android. Anyway.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers? Is that?
Yeah. I do. Okay. I have a little thing that I do on the drive.
Okay.
So the source is out.
Okay. For the new version.
Source is out.
Okay. All right.
We both got the tweet about that. It's got the full... It's a four-armed Oreo, Android Oreo, just by the way. It has four arms, all dressed in superhero gear.
Yep. Evolving our superest of powers safely and soundly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so it says coming to a device near you, working closely with partners, hardware makers including Essential, General Mobile, Nokia, Huawei, HTC, et cetera.
Okay. It does,
the usual kit and caboodle. It says end of this year. Now, it also says alongside Pixel C and Nexus Player.
Okay. All right.
For those of you that have that.
They're still selling those, apparently.
Yes.
Let's see here. Dave Runick.
And Pixel and Nexus 5X and 6P have entered carrier testing.
Okay.
Of course, that all depends on the individual carrier. I imagine that T-Mobile, just this is completely off my own objective, you know, or my own collecting of data from Twitter, basically. But I imagine T-Mobile would be first, maybe.
If they're, yeah, from the carrier standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Followed by Sprint. I just want to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm. Throw a Sprint above.
Followed by AT&T and Verizon, at least here in the U.S.
David Ruddick on Android Police says, confirmed, at least for now, Android 8.0 Oreo is being uploaded to Android Open Source Project today, AOSP. Updates for Pixels and Nexus devices will roll out soon. So we've got the soon category going on here.
Soon.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Well... We've got a little more glimpse at the statue.
Oh, do we? Where?
I found a link on Twitter.
somebody on Twitter.
Let me send you the link on Twitter.
Oh.
So there's a link on Twitter and
you just
basically
put it in the doc.
It looks like there are a stack of Oreos that is sort of bordering it. They look tasty, like you could eat them, like you'd want to take a bite out of them.
Uh-huh.
And the statue has the cape on.
Yeah, click on that image and it'll pop it up full screen there. There we go. Okay.
And look at all that depth. It has way more depth. Well, I mean, the Nougat statue had depth, but it was just kind of like, it's an Android standing on top of a piece of Nougat. Like, cool.
This is a little more. I think it's very interesting that they went the superhero approach, though. We'll see what this results in over the course of the next year.
It's a little pushy, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see one coming. All right, Flo. I will save some of these Oreos for you for tomorrow.
Please.
For All About Android.
Please.
Maybe the double stuff. I don't know. I might have to eat the rest of them, though. And if so, I will reimburse the studio with more Oreos.
And I will have to find some weird flavors at the grocery store.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll make this a running thing.
Well, I have never done that, by the way. So I have held out this long without trying any weird Oreo flavors.
Okay. This is the reason.
So
this is a reason right here. We'll make sure that we each get
an experience for all of us
as well.
But I also think you should keep those oatmeal cookies in the studio because those are so good.
All right. We'll have a celebration tomorrow on All About Android. Lawrence Ion, really appreciate you joining for basically a statue unveil. But hey, we got some information in there as well. Where do you want people to follow what you're doing online?
Well, I am going to be playing with Android O even more this week on Twitter at O.Flow, and I will be writing things about it at androidcentral.com and across other places on the internet. So just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Awesome. Thanks, Flo. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, we've got All About Android tomorrow night. That's Tuesday evening. So we'll talk about this, and we've got a whole lot of other fun Android stuff to talk about then. And I'm sure we'll eat a cookie or two. I'm Jason Howell. If you want to catch all of our Twit Live specials, you can. Twit.tv/specials is where you can go. And you can see other events like this, maybe events where they show off products or, I don't know, extra information that you didn't already know. But that's okay. Even stuff like this can become a special, and you know, it was fun. I got to eat a cookie, so I'm happy. I'm Jason Howell. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Twit Live Specials.